Morning, Masechet Eruvin Daf Tzadi Hay. We're starting at the bottom of Tzadi Dalet. So we're in this middle of this machloka between Rav and Shmuel. Again, with the Aksadra, we spoke about the Aksadra. We brought the Aksadra with Bika to show that the P Tikra Yored Vesotem. The machloka Rav Shmuel. We said that Shmuel would agree up to three walls, not to four walls. We explained the Asinor. Yes, there was four walls. Then we brought the Aksadra to explain the machloket. And then the Gemara ended off by saying, "Now the Gemara is like this: Be'eser kule amelo pligi. With regards to an opening of 10 amas, so if it's up to 10 amas, right? Everybody agrees. Look at Rashi there. Even if you don't say pitigra, you read verse 10 that the walls, the ceiling comes down and closes it, it's still okay. Why? Because up to 10 is a petach, right? It's a petach." Keep ligi beyeter meser. So where do they argue Rav and Shmuel with regards to walls that are bigger than Shmuel? However, vikadami beyeter kulam lo pligi, right? And then there's some who say beyet that on the other way around, right? And where's the machlok? The machlok is dafka only beeser. And we saw yesterday, if we go back a moment to Tzadi Gimel. We had on Tzadi, yesterday's daf was Tzadi Dalet. Right? So we said here at the bottom of Tzadi Gimel Amud Bet, Itmar Kotos Veishlecha Tzadot Shinafal, Rav Amar Emetalti Bole Dalet, Shmuel Amar Ze Metalti Kol Ikar Mechitza. No. In the Mishnah, the bottom of Tzadi Dalet Amud Bet, right? It's a new Mishnah. We had there in the wide lines there, Bamaske, you know, Be'eser, Mashtaim, Biruach, Achatam, Pitchi. So we said in the end, what do we say? Amarav le'olam be'eser. That we're speaking here about eser. So we could have, we said, according to Rav, that the machloket was with regards to openings of eser. And then we had Shmuel, who later on in the Amud, about eight lines down, said, afilu be'yeter mi'eser. Okay, so we had Rav said eser, that the machloket of the Mishnah is about openings of 10 tfachim. And Shmuel said openings of more than tfachim. The Gemara is saying, some say the machloket is of 10. Others say that machloket is with more than 10. And the Gemara brings a couple of other examples over here with regards to this idea of pitikri yod v'sotem. Ba'ad amrav Yehuda, korah dalet matir b'churva. We've seen this before. If you've got a korah, which is four tvachim wide, and it's in a churva, so then even if it's just in a churva is an open place, but if you've got a korah that goes along the top of four tvachim wide, you can walk under this korah. Why? We say p tikri rebesotem. The walls come down as if you're walking within a reshut hayachid. Rabbeinu Chananel over here says grav matir b'churva perush. Why is it matir b'churva? The very first Rabbeinu Chananel on the Amud. He says perush keshemenicha gabe pasin. If you put it on top of some sort of poles, umutar letaltel b'churva asmucher olaveito. Okay, so that explains the basic little more detail we already know. V'rav Nachman amar Rabbe Baravua. Korah dalet matir b'mayim. He says as well, if you've got a korah of four over water, Rabbi Rabbeinu Chananel again, imkluya o medet matir b'mayim, klomar be'ilin chalukin ha'mayim kemechitze betoch ha'mayim v'irach mutal lemalot mayim lachnisol leveito. If you've got something over the water, the pi tikri yored v'sotem goes all the way down to the ground and creates a mechitza, so that your water now is your private place. That's what we saw previously, that you filled up water. Remember all those contraptions off the walls where we would have something over the water. So there is a concept over here, a clear concept of pi tikri yored v'sotem. So now the Gemara confuses me a little bit, right? And we just brought over here now, we just brought two opinions over here. He said, I'm Rabbi Huda, Korah in a churva. And then we had Rav Nachman and Rabbi Bravua, Korah in the water. So it was like it's money. Who's the opinion? Who's this gain like? Right? Who's the shitta over here that says these things? It was like this. Lahach lishna da amard be'esel opligi. If we go according to the Lashon, we just said now there's no machlok Rabbi Shmuel with regards to openings of 10. Be'eser v'divra hakol. Right, because when it's 10, we're going to say pitikra yored, right? Divrei hakol. However, lahach lishtamar pe'eser pligi. But now, if we're going to say that pitikra yored v'sotem works when there's 10 tvachim, right? So then everybody would agree with that, because everybody agrees that less than 10 is a petach. So we're going to explain, how is less than 10 good? Because the Pitik River Sotem. So therefore, even though there's an opening, it's always closed unless you walk through it, I suppose. Right? However, lahach lish namat be'eser pligi. But if we're going to say that there's a machlok in Rabban Shmuel, right, in our Mishnah, when it's more than 10, then this halacha over here is going to be like Rav. Right? Why is it going to be like Rav? Look at why is it going to be like Rav? Because then we said that we weren't even sure that Shmuel held of this concept of Pia Tikra Yored Vesotem. And then we said we would say that it would be Shmuel would be able to fit in with regards to if it would be less than 4. Right? I think that's what we're saying over here. To be honest with you, a little bit confused. I think that's what we're saying over here. That if it would be...
Rav says all 4 are okay.
Right, because Rav will always say it's okay. But the question that I'm thinking about over here is, why do we need all 4? That's why I stopped for a moment. Why do we need to have in these two scenarios all 4? If we said that you've got a korah matir bechurva, that is why Rabbeinu Chananel, now I understand Rabbeinu Chananel says, Perush kishimenicha agabe pasin umuta letaltel. You've got like pegs coming out, so therefore umuta letaltel, it comes down on all 4 sides of the korah, comes down the pitikra. Okay, that makes sense now. Okay, we're good. So then it has to be according to Rav. Because Shmuel will say that we haven't got Pitik, Rav, Sotem, and all 4, and Rav will say yes. Gemara now says like this, Leima Abaya v'Rav, but look to the Rav with Shmuel, can we flick it? Let's try and say now, we've got a machloka, Rav and Abaya. Let's see if we can say this machloka between Rav and Abaya, right, is going to be the same machloka as Rav with Shmuel. Deitma. Right, because here comes the machloket now, Rav and Abaya. We haven't yet seen it. Now the Gemara introduces the machloket Rav and Abaya. Itmar sichech al gabe aksadra sheyesh la ptzimin. Remember ptzimin? We had ptzimin before. We had a couple of daf ago with an idea where if we wanted to build a sukkah, and we said that we had 2 walls, and perpendicular to the walls were ptzimin. And then if we filled in the ptzimin, then suddenly we only got 2 walls, right? Right, look, if you go and look in your pictures on page 1110, that was on Daf Tzadi Gimel. So there we saw the picture like this, remember? We had the wall, and these psimin were perpendicular to the wall, and then the next picture, what happened is you built them into a box. So now you never had the concrete wall behind you anymore with the psimin, you just now had a box. The psimin were now absorbed into the box. So when you stood inside the sukkah now, you would only see 2 walls. Okay, the same thing over here. You've got this aksadra, this like portico, and you put tzchach on it. Now, when you put tzchach on it, we'll see it becomes clear from Rashi that you actually wanted to make a sukkah. Okay, and this Gemara over here is in Masechet Sukkah. So we're discussing sukkah. So you want to convert now your porch into a sukkah. So it says like this, Deep Basikecha Gabak Sabri Sheshla Ptzimin, and it had the Ptzimin. Rashi says, Amudin Kvoin, Bimachitzotea Pachot Megimu. Right? When we say that, we kosher, Ksheira. Eila Ptzimin, Vedeva Ptzimin, Abaya Amar Ksheira, Verava Amar Psula. Abaya says it's kosher, even without the Ptzimin, and Rava says it is Pasu. So now, when Abaya said, Amar Ksher, why is it kosher as far as Abaya is concerned? Amar Pitikra, you're ever sotem. Because what's Abaya saying? Abaya says like this. Now, this is quite amazing, right? If you did a sukkah, Abaya says, we've only got 2 walls now. There aren't ptzimin over there. Why is it still kosher? Because it's a Pitikra, you're ever sotem. So, really, we've got 4 walls? Where Rava says, no, it's pasul. Right, so Rav Abai says, Rav Amar Psula, Lo Amar Pitik Rav Sotem. So now the Gemara wants to say, this is exactly the same machloket. We've got the portico now, it's all 4 sides. Remember, we need 4 sides. Do we say the same machloket Rav Shmuel? So Leima Abaya, Karav Rav Kishmuel. Right, that Abaya says that it's a kosher sukkah, and Rav says it's a pastel sukkah. So now the Gemara wants an interesting thing. It's like, Aliba de Shmuel, Kula amelo pligi. Now, if you according to the way that Shmuel understands the whole sugya, no one argues. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Aliba de Shmuel klopigi. Klomar vaday keta amarta that Abaye kerav velo keshmuel. Abaye has to be like Rav and not like Shmuel. The more Abaye, because even Abaye would agree over here, the Shmuel psula. There's no comment according to Shmuel. We wanted to say that Rav and Shmuel are of the same opinion. Rav, one holds Pitikri Rebesotem, one does not hold Pitikri Rebesotem. So that's fine. We can say that. But now Abaye himself knows that Shmuel says that you don't say Pitikri Rebesotem when you've got four walls. So everyone knows, and everyone knows what Shmuel Shitta is. Both Rav and Abaye know what Shmuel Shitta is. Shmuel Shitta is if you've got four walls, you don't say Pitikri Rebesotem. That's why it says over here, the body Abaye the Shmuel Psula. The fascias of the ceiling were made for the aksadra. Shmuel said when the portico was made for the purpose of a portico, he wouldn't allow you to carry inside it. Why? Because he'd never said Pitikra Vesotem. So now, Kol Shekain, Delo Mahalilian Sukkah, Delo Lesukkah Avidus. So how much more so, Shmuel will tell you that this wasn't built for Sukkah, so it's definitely not going to work for Sukkah. If it was built as a portico and we couldn't use it as a portico with four walls, you certainly can't use it on Shabbos or on Yom Tov as a Sukkah. So therefore, according to Abaye, everyone knows that Abaye says that there's no Pitikri Yom Sotah when it comes to four walls. So therefore, it was like this. Alibad Abaye. Oh, that's my place. Lema Abaye Krav. Aliba de Shmuel. Sorry, I found it. Aliba, I was looking for Aliba de Abaye, but it was Aliba de Shmuel. It's talking about. Okay, Aliba de Shmuel, Kula Amelo Pligi. Ki Pligi, Aliba de Rav. Where's the machloki between Rav and Abaye? Is with regard to Rav. Look at Rashi there. Ki Pligi, Aliba de Rav. Klomar, Had Amar Rava, Keshmuel, Velo Kerav, Lo Hi. Okay, so we wanted to try and say that this machloket was the machloket between Rav and Shmuel, that Rav and Abaye's machloket was the machloket between Rav and Shmuel. You want to say it can't be. It's pashut, that's not the same machloket at all. Right? Their machloket is only within Rav, not within Shmuel. Look at Rashi. Kama hadam Rav ke Shmuel velo kerav lohi. The Rav nami kerav amre lemilte. Vamalacha adka loka shari Rav inyan Shabbos. It is a honey mechitzot, perish otala krot, and it's not arba. Okay, so I ran ahead over there. Sorry, I got a bit carried away myself. He said like this. The machloke between Rava and Abaye is a completely different machloke altogether because both of them know that with regard to Shmuel, there's no pitikri yerva sotem. So how can they be a parallel argument? The one says yeah, yes, the one says no. No. They all say pitikri. Both Rava and Abaye say pitikri yerva sotem. Just the machlok is around Rav. Look here, Alibad Rav. Abaye Karav. Abaye holds exactly like Rav. Rav says, no problem, four walls, Pitikri Vesotem. So does Rav. Verava. So who does Rav hold like? What's Rav standing here in this whole machlok? So Rav says, Adkan lokam Rav hatam. So Rav will answer. He said, I even agree with Rav. I agree with Rav. Just there are two different situations here. The one is an aksadra and the one's a sukkah. When did Rav say Pitikri Vesotem in all four? When it was an aksadra. But why would you think it's the same thing with regard to Sukkah? He says, Adkalokam Rav Hatam. Right? What is Hatam? Then with regard to Sukkah. Sorry, with aksadra. The Hani Mechitzot aksadra Avidi. Because he made the aksadra. Abal Hacha, the Hani Mechitzot, these Mechitzot, Lav Lesukkah Avidi. He didn't build these Mechitzot for Sukkah. It's therefore law. Now it's very, 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 very difficult this. Because look at Rashi, Lord love the sukkah, the shame sukkah. Now Rashi says here, Afal gav de lo bai mechitzot lishman kulehai mia lo mekilinan. Very difficult, Rashi. Because we know that there's no mitzvah in the walls. You don't build the walls as a mitzvah. You got to build the walls in order to put the schach on. Schach is the mitzvah. But Rashi's saying over here, so even though we don't really, because in the Gemara it seems to be that you never built the walls in the Shem Sukkah. You never built the roof, the Aksadra, the Shem Sukkah. I would go so far to say maybe a little differently. Why doesn't it work in Sukkah? Because in Sukkah, you have to have the walls first. We know that, right? You've got to put the schach on the walls. You can't put the schach on and then build the walls. I haven't read this anywhere. It just troubled me a lot when I saw it. I actually didn't see anything in this morning. I looked. But when we build a sukkah, we all know that you're going to build the walls. And then the last thing you do is put the schach on. If you put the schach on first and then build the walls, it's asur. So what do you, it's a pasul sukkah. So what do you do, like if you've got a porch and you're going to use the same, you've got to like lift up one or two of the beams, right? You have to shake around the roof after you've done the walls. So I think that's the reason why it doesn't work over here in sukkah. In a portico, we don't care. There's no inyan of schach. So therefore, we've got the pitikri over sota and the walls can come down. But with regard to sukkah, we've got to put the walls in first. And the only way the walls will come in is because of this pitikra. Unless we say that the pitikra is just the frame around it and the schach goes in between the frame around it. And then we could say maybe pitikra over sota and there would be walls and I put my schach on afterwards. Maybe, you know, I just thought about that now. So, okay. So let me not be so excited about my problems. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Omer and Imutra. Now we go back to our Mishnah. So there was a nice attempt, saying Rabbi Shmuel, so it's completely different altogether, not the same machloket. Now we're back in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Omer im mutari. Remember, we had Daniel ask the question yesterday. Why both imutrim, asu, etc. back to back? Make up your mind. Is it mutar or is it asu? So now the Gemara asks an interesting question. Because what was Rabbi Yossi responding to? Rabbi Yossi was responding to Rabbi Yehuda. Because look in the Mishnah. He said, "Echad shenim to shavim mishnei ruchotei, v'chaim bay shenim to shavim ruchotei, v'chaim mavoi shenatuk olechem mutarim boto shabbat, v'asurim la'atid lavo di Rabbi Yehuda." So he said, "They're mutar for the Shabbos, asur next Shabbos." Then Rabbi Yehuda said, "Make up your mind. If it's mutar, it's mutar next Shabbos. If it's asur next Shabbos, it's asur the Shabbos as well." But we never really understood in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi was going lechumra or not. Now, fair enough, Rashi spoke about it, and Ira mentioned it. We spoke then. Steve said Rabbi Yehuda v'Eruvin. And we had all the ideas of why the halacha should be like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yossi. But tachlis, pshat in the Mishnah, read the Mishnah, was Rabbi Yossi arguing to Rabbi Yehuda that it should be mutar always? Or was he arguing the Mishnah should be asur always? That wasn't so clear. Correct? Correct? He made a comment, but he never gave an opinion. He made a comment. So that's the Gemara's question of Yana. Ibaye leu. Rabbi Yossi leisur or lehatir? When Rabbi Yehuda said that, Rabbi Yossi, was he saying, therefore it's mutar all complete? Or was he saying, no, it's even asur the Shabbat? So Amar Rav Sheshet le'esor. Rav Sheshet was going to Chumra. Tachan Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan as well said le'esor. Tachan Yochanan Breita. Amar Rabbi Yossi. We see it before it's Breita. Kesheim she'asurin na'atid lavo, kach asurin lo'oto Shabbat. There we are. He says it. Just like it's asur next Shabbat, it's asur the Shabbat as well. Now the Gemara brings it back. Itmar Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef Amar. Now, the Bach changes this to Bar Ashi. Okay, Amar Rav. He says, Idmar Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav. In the name of Rav, Halacha K'Rabbi Yossi. So Rav Paskes Halacha K'Rabbi Yossi. U'Shmuelam Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda. And Shmuel says, da, Halachas K'Rabbi Yehuda. Now, let's just stop for half a second. There's the Halacha letter there is on Halacha K'Rabbi Yossi. Can somebody please, who's got Halachas there on his Gemara, look and tell me what the actual halacha is in Shulchan Aruch? Because normally halacha is Rabbi Yossi, because we say Nimukoimo. Although, like Steve pointed out, I don't see Steve. Ah, there's Steve. Right? That we said halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda in Eruvin. And then we said maybe it's like Rabbi Yehuda in Baikil. But here we Rabbi Yossi, if it's Le'esor, then it's Lahachmir. So why are we passing Lahachmir by Eruvin? I mean, I'll see why. The Gemara explains it in a second. We'll see why. But I just want to see what the halacha is. Anybody found it yet?
Rabbi Yossi's statements in the Mishnah is intended as a prohibition, and his opinion is accepted as the halacha. Furthermore, the halacha is in accordance with Rav in disputes with Shmuel with regard to prohibitions.
Okay, so Isurin is like Rav. So can explain to us why it's like Rav.
It is prohibited to carry even on that Shabbat, Shulchan Aruch.
Okay, very good. So Ashur Paskal is exactly like Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, which is a klal. And like Michael mentioned, also because of Rav, and that explains why the Hagaot HaBach added in Itmar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav. He had to add in the Amar Rav there to show us that this is a Machloket Rav and Shmuel. You got it? Without that, up until before the Hagaot HaBach, it just said Itmar Rav Chiya Bar Rav Yosef Amar Halachak Rabbi Yossi. So who is he? And then Kavdam Shmuel is like Rabbi Yehuda. Why should we prefer Rav Chia bar Rav Yosef over Shmuel? We know the Klali bar Rav and Shmuel. So the Bach changed it to put Rav Ashi Amar Rav, and now it all makes sense. We're going to mock it Rav with Shmuel, and we go back to our regular claim. So everything's in line now with the Klali. In a Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi alachaka Rabbi Yossi mukoi mo, malchut Rabbi Shmuel be suri alachaka Rav. Beautiful. So now look at this. Umi amar Shmuel achi? Did Shmuel already say alochi is like Rabbi Yehuda? V'hatna. Then we got a Mishnah. Then we're quite to Mishnah which we saw here early on. Daf Mem Vav, Daf Pei Aleph, a few times. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Bame devarim amurim. Look in the Rashi over here. Why can't I find the Rashi? Anybody, somebody help me? Where's the Rashi there? I think it's a Bet Dalet Aleph.
On top.
Where is it? That's fully written. Bame devarim the tzarich lehodia. Right? Beperek chalon. The Shas says that's on Daf Pei Aleph. Where do we know that you've got to tell people about an Eruv? Be'eruv Tchumin. When it comes to the Eruv Tchumin. Why? We'll see in a moment. Aval be'eruv chatzerot, in Eruv chatzerot, ma'arivin bein ledat, bein shlo ledat. When it comes to Eruv chatzer, we looked at it before plenty of times. It comes to making Eruv in a chatzer. You have to tell anybody I made you an Eruv in your chatzer. In Eruv Tchumin, I do have to. Why? Lefi shezakin adam shlo b'fanav, ve'ein chavin shlo b'fanav. We've got a cloud, mezakin adam shlo b'fanav. I can do things for you, which are to your benefit, without telling you about it. Because what's the difference? I'm not causing you problems. The worst case scenario, don't use what I did for you. When I do an Eruv Tchumin for you, got a problem. If I make Eruv Tchumin 2,000 amas to the right, and you want to go on Shabbos 1,000 amas to the left, you can't. Because where you are now is the end of your tchum, because your house is already over there. You're already at the end of your tchum. You can't go 1 meter to the left. So that is chavin la'adam shlomafanav. So when it comes to Eruv Tchumin, you can't do things without telling people about it. You've got to get their consent. When it comes to Eruv Chatzairot, go in and do what you want. Zakin la'adam shlomafanav. So now our question is, did Rabbi Yehuda really say that Aloha is like Rabbi Yossi? That Shmuel really said Aloha is like Rabbi Yehuda? That's the question, right? Because we said over there, and on that particular one, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel said, "Haba alachak Rabbi Yehuda, alochad Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo od elakol makom shana." This is what Steve quoted yesterday. Elakol makom shana Rabbi Yehuda ve'eruvin alachak kamoto. Right? That's the patul. We still in the makom. We haven't got to the end yet. Va'amar le'Rav Chanan. Bagdat Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Chana Bagdadat said Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, afilu b'mavoi shenital korato olechiyav. He says, you know what? Even the halacha is like that Shmuel said, halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, even in a case of a mavoi. V'amar le, and on that, right? V'amar le, Shmuel b'eruvin amarti lach, and Shmuel responded and said, no. V'amalei Rav Chanan b'dat Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, afilu b'mavoi shtekotu l'cha, v'amalei, so who's answering here? Is it Rav Yehuda answering in the name of Shmuel to Rav Chanan b'dat?
Says Rav Yehuda.
Yeah, say Rav Yehuda, right? It's Rav Yehuda, not Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, achak Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yehuda answered him, he said, no. Amarti lecha in the name of Shmuel, right, be'eruvin, but not be'mechitzot. So in other words, what are we speaking about? In Eruvin, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. What's our machloket over here now? What's our machloket in this Mishnah? No, what's the machloket of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah?
Mechitza,
not Eruvin. So when did Shmuel say, when Rabbi Yehuda say that Shmuel said like Rabbi Yehuda with regards to Eruvin, not with regards to Mechitzot? This is Machlok Mechitza. How could Shmuel say like Rabbi Yehuda? Shmuel himself said that Lochad not like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Mechitzot. Are you in Eruvin? So Amar Rav Anan, the Didi Mefashli Mina de Shmuel Kan. So now, so basically we see there that Lochad can't be like him. So Amar Rav Anan, the dini mefarshali minei de Shmuel kan, right? Shenifritza le Carmelit. Why is Shmuel saying that we are alocha like Rabbi Yehuda? Because he's going le kula, Because he's saying, when are we speaking about this? Right? Why is it a kula over here? We pass like Rishi Nifra to the Carmelit and Kajiv to the Rishi Rabbim. He says, oh, no, I don't want to make it necessarily hard and fast that in Mechitzas it might not be. When it's a Carmelit and it's a Derabanan and there's no Yisur Doraita, then even then we might be able to pass it like Shmuel, like Rabbi Yehuda. But when it's a Rishi Rabbim, then we definitely will not pass Galakim. There's no place to be Mekil. And there we have to keep the rules clear, hard and fast. And that is why the Lochia would be like Rabbi Yossi. We're not speaking about Arabs, we had Chatzairot. And it's a Doraita. And everybody is happy. Okay, a new Mishnah. Habone ale aliyah agab eshnei batim. If you now have got two houses, one on each side of the road, or each side of the Shuta Rabbi, and you build an aliyah, and you see it today, it's quite common. If you see it like in Modi'in and even in Jerusalem, where, what's that place? The Holy Land. You know, if you're driving to the Holy Land, they've got that ugly monstrosities built there. You've got like big buildings and the roofs along the top, the buildings are joined. So you've got two big buildings and across them like a bridge of like apartments. You know what I'm talking about? You've got it in Modi'in as well. You see it like that. That they've got these two big buildings and across the buildings on the top floor is other apartments like joining the buildings together. So imagine the same idea over here. You've got two buildings. You've got an aliyah going across two buildings. Rashi says here, Al-gabe shnei batim. Behem b'shnei tzushu le'bat sal shnei rabim. Metaltelin tachat aliyah. You can carry under this aliyah, says Rashi. Rabbi, you're walking under that join of the two houses. Why? Depi tikra mikan of mikan. You're ready for sotem. Because really, it's shnei yachid. The walls are coming down. So in between the two buildings is shnei yachid. Because pitik ready for sotem. That's what the Mishnah said. I don't know how it doesn't seem to make a difference how it is. We saw with regards to sukkah that you got 20 amas. With a mavoi, we also had to have, I think, 20 amas, but that was all because of heker. Wherever we had a limit on height, if I'm correct, was where we wanted heker, that you wanted to be able to see it. And we were concerned it was too high, your eye wouldn't see it. But here we are interested in heker. Here we're talking about Peter Grimm Sotem. So once it goes down, it goes down. I don't think it would make a difference. I don't know. I'm just talking from Svara now. I mean, I haven't looked at it. Looks, it's not going to make a difference. And likewise, if you've got bridges. Now, what's Mefulash? Remember, Mefulash, we had it in Mavoi Mefulash. Mavoi is when it's open, right? So if you've got bridges that's going over Shtar Rabim like this, and on this side it's open, and on this side it's open, but the bridge goes like this, we say the same thing over here. Look at Rashi. They've got walls coming down on the sides of them, on both sides. Same idea over here. It's Koshet Rabbim. Look at Rashi. Look back at the Mishnah. Metaltelin tachtehen b'Shabbat. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you can carry. Chachamim osrin. Chachamim say no. V'od Rabbi Yehuda says another halacha now. Now this v'od is very important. We're going to see the next amud. What does it mean, v'od amar? Why does it say v'od amar Rabbi Yehuda? And Rabbi Yehuda also added. We really just spoke about now machloket Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda about the gesher and the aliyah of the house, right? And Chachamim said no. Then v'od amar Rabbi Yehuda, ma'arvin le'mavoi ha'mefulash. Remember this, ma'avoy ha'mefulash. We got a ma'avoy that's open to Jerusalem on this side and open on the other side. It hasn't got three walls. Can you make it part of your Erev or not? Rabbi Yehuda says yes, Chachamim say no. Look at Rashi very quickly. Since there are two walls. So the question now we should all be asking ourselves is, do we say two walls is a doraita for Shtei Yachid or three walls? Do we have to have three walls Shtei Yachid or two walls? We even saw the other day the concept of those gifufim, remember? That when you were standing in the chatzir and you had your back to the wall, you had a wall on each side of you, and in front of you had those like gifufim, those parts of the wall sticking out, you had the experience of seeing four walls around you. Without those gifufim, you might only have had three walls. So maybe even three walls aren't good enough for Doraita. Here it seems Rabbi Yehuda is saying even two walls are good enough for a Doraita. But we'll get to that on the next Amud. Okay, good morning quickly. Amar Rabba. Lo taima hainu taima Rabbi Yehuda. Don't say, says Rabba, that what's Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning over here? Mishum de kesavar shtei mechitzot Doraita. That's not what he's saying. The reason why it works over here with the Gesher and with the Aliyah in the house is in a Mishum de Kesava Pitra Yevesotem. Okay? So Rabbi is telling us, don't say that that's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda. Right? It's not the reason. Because what would be the reason? We have two houses on either side of Shtar Rabbim, remember? We might have thought that there's one wall here. And if it was not because of the aliyah, or it's not because of the gesher, it's actually because of the walls of the houses. And that's why you can carry, because it's two walls. He says, no. The reason why it works in this Mishnah at least is because of Pitikra Yored Vesotan. What's that? Because Eiti Ve'Abaya. So now Abaya asked the Kashia to Rava from a brighter, which we've all learnt. Masechet Shabbos. Right? And in this Masechet on Daf Yud, sorry, Daf Vav, Daf Yud Bet, Daf Kaf Bet, Daf Nun Tet. So we've seen this about six times. Right, he said like this, Yater al Kain. Go to Rashi very quickly. Rashi brings the whole story there. He says, Rashi the Brighter, you got the Rashi there, Yater al Kain. Rashi says, the Rashi the Brighter starts off like this. Echad toli, echad lon, sheben shnei batim. You've got one window between two houses, echad chalon, sheben shnei batim, between two courtyards, or gsharim, nevashot, all different other structures. Vereshuta rabim hamakure, or a klot rabim metaltlin tachtein b'shabbat. You can carry them underneath the Reshuta, right? And then the Dibur Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda is giving you all the examples where you can't carry on Shabbos. And then he says, Yater Alkein, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. And even more so, says Rabbi Yehuda, the Afilu Reshut HaRabim Gmura, the Ein Sham Tikra. Right? And it hasn't got a roof. Lemeimar Yored V'Sotem Shari B'Shtei Mechitzot Shel Shnei Tzidei Reshut HaRabim. There, in that Mishnah there, which Abai is quoting, what is Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning why you can carry in the Shtar Rabbim there with the walls on each side? Because you've got two walls. So Rabbi a second ago said, don't say the reason Rabbi Yehuda is saying here is okay because of two walls, Shtar Rabbim. No. It's because of Pitikra. But Abai quotes it. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda, Mishnah Yesh Lo Shnei Batim. Look back in the Gemara. Mishnah Yesh Lo Shtar Rabbim. Or say lechi mikan velechi mikan, or kra mikan v'kra mikan, venose venoten ba'emtza. So what do you mean? That's why you can do it. What's Peter Greger ever said? What to do with it? The Mishnah's pretty clear over there. You know that's Mishnah coming so. So Amrulo, Rach Hamim said Rabbi Yehuda, ein ma'arvin reshtarabim mekach. You can't use reshtarabim mekach. So now the Gemara says like this. Amar leis, the Rabbi says like this. Mehahi in. He says, you're right, I accept that. Right? Now, I know that Rabbi Yehuda is of that shitta. I'm not arguing with you about that. All I'm saying is, Meha leke lemashramina. From our Mishnah, you can't prove that. So I'm not arguing with you that Rabbi Yehuda has in daya, that two walls on each side of Shurabim is already causing Shurayachid. I'm familiar with all those Gemara, says Rabbi. All I'm saying is that from our Mishnah, you can't prove it. Our Mishnah is using the reason of Pitikra Yored Vesote. Rav Ashi says that Madniti Namidaka, we can prove this from our Mishnah. Now Rashi brings two Lashonotia of exactly what you can prove from the Mishnah. It can go in both directions. So look at Rashi here. Madniti Namidaka, the Itler Rabbi Yehuda, Shtei Mechitzot Doraita. So according to the way we are saying it now, he says from our Mishnah you can also prove that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that two Mechitzas are Doraita. In other words, even though Rabbi wanted to say you can't prove it from our Mishnah, Rabbi Ashi seems to say you can't prove our Mishnah. Bidiktani, our Mishnah says as follows. Remember the Mishnah said, V'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'ar Mimavim Fulash, V'chaim Oshim. Rabbi Yehuda first gave the halacha there in the Mishnah, the first part where he said you build an aliyah on top of two houses or a bridge on top of two houses, you can carry underneath them. And then Rabbi Chaim said, no, then V'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'ar Mimavim Fulash. You can also make a Mavim, Erev Mimavim Fulash. Now, Iyamat Bishlom Mishum de Kasava Pitigra Vesotem. If we say that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda said the first two alochas of a house and a bridge is because of Pitigra Vesotem, so that's why he said, V'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda, because in a Mavoi there are no roofs. So there's no roofs over there to say Pitigra Vesotem. So we're going to say, in addition to Pitigra Vesotem, Rabbi Yehuda also says that two walls would be good enough to make it a shtayachid. However, if you're going to say that the Rabbi Yehuda's reason in the first part of the Mishnah, right, is because of two mechitzas, so then Maiva, why does he have to come and say va'od? It's the same reason. At the beginning it worked because of two mechitzas, and now the Mavod is going to call the two mechitzas, why does he have va'od? So Shema Minah, like Rabbah, that we don't say from the beginning The reason is because of two walls. The reason at the beginning is because of two mechitzas, because of pi tikkur of a sotain. And that's why, by the way, he told us as well that two walls also doraita in regard to the din of mavoi. Okay, hadran lach kol gagot, rachol gagot, erach kol gagot. Okay, new Mishnah. This parak is, we've also seen this Mishnah before. Shabbos actually, not yet. Okay. So now tefillin, right? How much is tefillin? Person finds tefillin walking on Shabbos and he finds tefillin rushes with sadev makom shene badin. They were left out on the field in Shabbos. Now what's the question? The question is, can you now carry those tefillin into the house? Now that you can't carry on Shabbos, but it isn't an eruv. Maybe you can wear the tefillin, put them on and wear them. Now remember, we learned in Masechet Shabbos, holding of a tachshit. If you're wearing something which is a tachshit, which is like a jewelry, so you can wear jewelry on Shabbos. You can walk outside wearing a necklace. If it's a nice brooch, you can wear it. If it's decorative, you can put something in your hair. If you want something, so jewelry, tachshitim, you can walk around on Shabbos. It's not called carrying, it's called a malbush. So now, we've got a question that we're going to see over here for the rest of the daf. And that is, if you're wearing tefillin, when it's not a mitzvah, right? And it's therefore it's not derech levush, so to speak. If you're filling the mitzvah, is it called a tachshit? If it's a tachshit, can you carry it? If it's not a tachshit, can't you carry it? Do we wear tefillin on Shabbos? Can't you wear tefillin on Shabbos? Can you wear one pair of tefillin, two pair of tefillin? That's what's going on over here. So now, amotzi tefillin, you find a pair of... This Mishnah is amotzi tefillin. This Mishnah we learned in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Samach Bet. We discussed this whole sugya there in Shabbos. Exactly. This is the Mishnah from Masechet Shabbos.
Was it just something with women?
Whether a woman could wear tefillin or not, would it be tachshit woman? I don't remember that.
Oh,
okay. I don't remember. Amotze tefillin machnesin zog zog. So Tanakama says you find lots of tefillin outside. Let's say you find a whole bunch of tefillin, right? Machnesin Rashi says the iru labayit from into your city into the house zog zog. Echad rosh vechad bezro v'hanu zog. A pair, one in your head, one in your head. Kederech shelov shan b'chol. Like you wear them through the week, and then v'chozer tamidu machlisin zog echar zog ad shiyikalu. You can go back there 20 pairs of tefillin outside there, make 20 trips, take your tefillin one by one. Right? Rabbi Gamliel omer shnayim shnayim. Rabbi says, no, you can take two at a time. So he halves the amount that you have to work. Rabbi Gamliel look at Rashi, yeah, shnayim shnayim, zog barosh v'zog barzorah, or gemara bayi taima mayinu. Gemara's going to try and work it out what's going on after this. So machloket tanakama, Rabbi Gamliel, tanakama says one pair at a time, Rabbi says two pairs at a time. Tell the girls like this, but what are we talking about? Be yeshenot. Vabacharashot patur. Look at be yeshenot. Shenikara kesher hasui kemin shaddai. The vadai tfidinhain. Viesh ben kedusha. Vaasura nichan be bizayon. What are we speaking about? So when it comes to proper tfidin, when you're certain that proper tfidin, the knot has been done, you can see it's a good kosher bread tfidin, you have to bring them in on Shabbos. You aren't allowed to leave them there. It's a bizayon. What does it mean, chadashot? That's just the box and the straps, maybe they aren't yet strapped together, whatever the case is. He says, then look at Rashi, patur milahach nisan. You don't have to leave them, bring them in right now. Why? Deal me kamiya in Baal, maybe some guy make it for like a sort of a kamiya. Okay, we can't relate to that really. But you still can't abandon them. V'aim kadusha, ele benasim kilchtan. When did tefillin become kadosh? When you do them, when you make them properly. Behind Lishma, Neshem Tfilin, Hilchach, Lo Mechalin Shabbat Alayu, you can't Mechalel Shabbos for them, right? For those Tfilin. Matzan, Tzvatim, Okrichot, right? If you found here Tzvatim, Rashi says over here, Ksharim, Harbei Tfilin Bechol Kesher, Rome Faresh, my Tzvatim, my Krichot. Sorry. We'll see just now what it means, tzvachim or krichot. Then you got to machshich alehin umevian. So I correct myself. I got confused. If they're brand new tefillin and they've got nothing, they aren't fit, even a finished pair of tefillin, just leave them and go home. If they were tied up and all bundled and there are lots of them, whatever the case is, then you got to wait there until Shabbos goes out and then bring them in. So Rashi says, yamtina shetechshach, v'yashev sham v'yishrem godem, v'lekeshech techshach yitlam yachar gomer parich. Okay. Why couldn't we just take them in zog-zog? We'll ask that later on. We'll see that tomorrow. So now the Gemara carries on. Machshich alehin. Now, ubesakana. What happens if it's dangerous and you're scared to be out there in the dark? Mechasan v'holechlo. Then just carry them, cover them up and leave them. Shimon omer, notnan lechaveiro, v'chaveiro lechaveiro, ad shemagir lechatzir achitzona. Rabbi Shimon says, no. I mean, Shimon says, don't leave them there if you're scared. just make like a human chain, and each one of you pass it from friend to friend to friend to friend until you eventually get into the town. In this way, none of you are carrying more than Dal Amud. Rashi says that the Chol Chad V'Chad Lo Mematlu Amud. None of you are carrying more than Dal Amud. The Chaim Beno, and so if you're there with your child, Nortnin LeChaveru V'Chaveru LeChaveru, he can give it to your son to his friend. I'm not sure exactly what the chiddush over there is. Rashi, you've got a kid who was born on Shabbos, they're in the field, you can't leave the kid there, obviously, it's dangerous to have the kid, so you pass the child from child to child to child. So Amru lo, lo talech zo temi raglei ba'aleya. Rabbi Yehuda men noten adam chabit lechaveru, lechaveru lechaveru, afilu chutz tchum. Rabbi Yehuda stayed over there as well, on the same halacha. You can pass a barrel from friend to friend, even if you're going outside the tchum. So Amru lechavim said to him, no, lo talech zor temi raglei ba'aleya. We know that the kalim, vessels, are anchored to the tchum of their owners. So if my tchum is to the end of there, my kalim can't go there either. Then we had the whole thing about me lending you kalim, using mine. We went the whole sugya already. So now the Gemara goes back now to ask the question on the beginning of the Mishnah with regards to the tefillin. It was like a zog echad in tfeilo, right? In other words, are we saying over here one zog and not more? So Gemara says, Lametznan. Stamid lo kavim meir, because if that's the case, now this is the Stam Mishnah, right? Where we learned Amotze Shnei Tefillin Mechlin Zog Zog Zog. There's no name there. It's Tanakama is Stam. Now what do we know? Who's Stam Mishnah normally? Stam Mishnah ka Rabbi Meir. So I want to say, wait a second. If you're telling me only one pair of Tefillin, not more than one pair of Tefillin, so are we going to say now that this Stam Mishnah is not Rabbi Meir? That seems like a bit odd, because normally Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, not always, but normally. Because why? If it's Rabbi Meir, ha amar lovesh kol ma sheyachol yilvosh votev kol ma sheyachol le'etof. Rabbi Meir, we learned the Mishnah of Rabbi Meir. We'll see it in a second coming up, Masechet Shabbos, where Rabbi Meir said that if you on Shabbos you have to carry clothes out, wear as many clothes as you want, wrap yourself with as many cloaks as you want, and walk out with 30 layers of clothing on you. So why does he not say over here, take out as many pair of tefillin as you want? Ditnan l'sham motzi kol klei tashmish, you can take all your stuff. You can wear as much as you can. So and that's the Stam Mishnah. And that shall be made. So this, if this is saying only one pair, it's a stira to that Stam Mishnah, which means that this Stam Mishnah is not shall be made. So the Gemara says, Vahi Stam and Mimadri Meir, he had that Stam Mishnah shall be made. Before you tell me that this isn't shall be made because that is shall be made, prove to me that that one is shall be made, so this one isn't like him. Maybe that's not Rabbi Meir, and this is like a Jackie Mason episode, right? Maybe that's not the real Meir, and this is the real Meir. How do you hear this is the Meir? No, he's not the Meir. Who knows? Right? So the one says, Diktani Allah. He says, no. We learned a brayta on that Mishnah. Lovesh umotzi uposhet, lovesh umotzi uposhet, afilu kol yom kulo, to Rabbi Meir. Price is only one at a time. Right? And that's Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir is saying one at a time, which seems to actually fit in with our Mishnah over here. So Amar Rava, Afilu Tam Rabbi Meir, says, no, you could even say they're both Rabbi Meir. Hatam Derech Malvusho, Kechol Shavir Rabbanan. Vahache Derech Malvusho, Kechol Shavir Rabbanan. He says, no, let's not be so quick to say the one is different. They could both be Rabbi Meir. Right? And Hatam, he said, the Kai Bashar Malbushin, the Kai Rabbanan, why do we Meir stay there? You can, I don't know, in that Stam Mishnah could be Meir, ignoring the brighter for the moment. You can wear as much as you want, because when it comes to chol, so you can always do whatever you would do, right? During the chol, when you wear tefillin, how many pairs of tefillin do you wear this morning? Now, I've got obviously a question, because there's a lot of guys who put on two. But even so, most people who put on a band of time put them on afterwards. They're always wearing one at a time. There are people, if you walk around the old city, we discussed this as well today, we see some guys today wearing these two tefillin. There's quite a mekubalim around. That these Friday Mekubalim, they wear two very small pairs of tefillin on their head, they fit in over here and on their hand as well, and the straps on top of each other. As a rule, People wear one pair of tefillin at a time. So he says, that's the story. On with clothing, how many pairs of clothing do you wear? Yeah, I've got a shirt on and a sweater on. There's no limit to the layers of clothing. So on Shabbos as well, you can wear no limit to the layers of clothing. But tefillin, just like you wear them on Chol, you wear one pair of tefillin. So if you wear them on Shabbos, you wear one pair of tefillin as well. Could both be Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. In other words, he's just saying, do things consistently. Hatam l'chol kamed abay lavish. Yinatzala nami, shari rabbanan. Right? And how many would you wear the amount of clothes? As many as you want. Chachamim said, on Shabbos as well, you've got to say them as many as you want. And what pair of tefillin? How many do you wear? One. Therefore, they say as well, you're going to have to say the tefillin. One at a time, yes. That's it. So therefore, we don't have to get too carried away here. That would be a stira. That could both be Meir. Meir is saying that bottom line is, Chachamim allowed you to do things on Shabbos, to say things in the way it would look normal like you're doing it during Chol. And in during Chol, you could wear more than one layer of clothing, wear it. But on during Chol, you only wear a pair of tefillin. On Shabbos, wear only one pair of tefillin if you're going to save it during the fire. Yeah.
What about the brayta that says one at a time?
That's why I said that brayta is a kasha. That's why I stumped me there and I stopped for a second. The brayta, we would say that the brayta is a brayta. We go after the Mishnah. The Mishnah stumped Rabbi Meir. And according to, you'd be forced to say, the Rava would say that that's brayta is a brayta mishubashta. You know, I agree. The bride is difficult, but the rabbi would say that it wouldn't be too much of a problem. Okay, now we go back into the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Rabbi Gamliel Omer Shnayim Shnayim. So the one says, my kasavar. What should be Rabbi Gamliel's svara over here? Rashi, the kashari Shnayim Shnayim about Tfeilo, that he says only two. If he says, like we saw in the Tadakama, one, because we explained up until now that just like during the week, put on tefillin, you only wear one pair of tefillin. So when you're going to save them on Shabbos, one pair of tefillin, we understand that. But once you already said you can wear two, why limit it to two? If it's like clothing, we saw that there was no limit to the amount of clothing you can carry on Shabbos. You can wear 10 layers. So put 10 pairs of tefillin on your head. Why only two? So that's what it says, Mike Sava. Ika Sava Shabbat's mantvin. Maybe he says Shabbos is mantvin. And therefore you can actually back to wearing tefillin like you would be wearing in the week, and therefore you got to wear one. And therefore Zog Echad in Tfeilo, only one. For Ika Sava Shabbat loves mantvin. And maybe, or you say, no, it isn't Zman Tfilin, not the time for Tfilin. And if it's not the time of Tfilin, and therefore they're allowing you to carry Tfilin out like you would wear clothes, then go wild. Why limit it to only two pairs of Tfilin? Moses says, the Olam Ksavar Shabbat loves Zman Tfilin. He says, no, thank God, Rabbi Gavin says, it's not Zman Tfilin. Shabbat is not Zman Tfilin. V'chi Shari Rabbanan Le'inyan Hatzala, Derech Malvush B'makom Tfilin. He says, and when Chacham allowed you to carry out Tfilin, that you carry out tefillin only in the place where you can wear tefillin. So we're seeing already over here, Rabbi Gamliel's of the opinion that your head has got place to wear two pairs of tefillin. And that's why they'd allow you to wear it the most amount of place where you can fit tefillin onto your head in a proper mitzvah way, and that would be up to two pairs of tefillin. If you want to say, wait a second, Ihachi, Zog Echad in Tfeilo. Maybe then we only allow one pair. Why does he say more? So Rav Shmuel Yitzchak Makom Yesh Brosh Laniach Bo Shtei Tefillin. He says no. He says Shmuel answers. He says no. As far as Rabbi Gamliel is concerned, he says there that there is place in your head for two pairs of tefillin. Someone says, okay, beautiful. Hanicha de Rosh. That works well with the head. You got a place for two tefillin. But the Yad Mike Rabbi Gamliel, if you take two pairs of tefillin, he didn't say only on your head. He said two pairs on your head and two pairs in your hand. Now in your hand, where's there two pairs of place for tefillin? So he says no. Rav Huna. Dam Rav Huna. Pamim Shadam Babin Asade. Sometimes the person came from the side, but Chavidat Torah Rosh Hashanah, interesting, I only thought it was the Africans who carry stuff on their heads, but it seems there's other countries as well, right? And you want to carry something on your head, and you got your tefillin there now, remember they wore tefillin the whole day, so it's a bizayon for the tefillin, so you take the tefillin off and you wrap it around your hand, the Rosh around your hand, u'mesalken mirosho u'koshram bezro'o, therefore, there's enough place in your hand. So Gemara says, Eimar, da'amar Rav Huna shelo yinhag bahen bedin bizayon. That's only when you shouldn't be doing it. We're allowing it for you in a bedieved situation, not to be to be disgraceful to your tefillin. Is your hand ra'ui for two places? How do you say that? Look at Rashi. Ra'ui mi amar degabe shabbat leimet de tachshinu. Are we going to say that it's ra'ui on your hand is place? So on Shabbos you're doing it like a tachshit. It's not going to be odd, because if you're going to wear a gold necklace wrapped around your, I don't know, the back of your, I don't know, today anything goes. So it's difficult to try and think of an example which would be odd. But if you take a necklace, let's say in a normal circumstances, if you would have said to somebody, take a necklace and weave it through your nostrils, right? They would have said, that's not exactly the way you wear a necklace. Today you do. You have people with these rings through their nose as well. So that's why it's difficult to think of an example. But under normal circumstances, what's normal? But in the old days, right? He says, no, we hold like Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak. Just like he said there in the head, so too on your arms. And he explains that. How do we learn the Libra where you put the tefillin on? Tana al yadecha, right? Tana Rav Menashe. Al yadecha, zo kiboret. That's the place where you put your tefillin on your hands. Bein einecha, zo kodkod. That's your head. And haicha, where exactly on your head? I'm at the Barabiana, makom shemocho shel tinok rofem. Right now, the Rashi over here has a different, he has rofef. Rashi says rofef. Look at the Rashi over here, rach. Right, where it's very soft. So now the Gemara says, leime bid Rabu Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak kemiflege. So now when Rav Tanakama said only one pair, and Rabbi Gamliel said two pairs, are we going to say that what's the machloket with regard to Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak kemiflege? Right? What Rabbi Yitzchak say? He said that you got placed on your head for two, and you got placed on your hands for two. Tanakama later had Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, says only place for one. Rabbi Gamliel itled Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, he says is place for two. The word says no. The kula itled Rav Shmuel bar, they all agree that it's place for two. V'hacha b'Shabbat's man filling kriflega. The question is it Shabbos man kriflega or not? And we will carry on tomorrow with the machloket.